everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. How would you like to participate in a game that strives to carry on special traditions? Well, today we are going to learn about such a game. Actually, it's an event, to be exact. We are going to learn about a tennis tournament that has tradition. What kind of traditions? Well, you will find out later. Today's lesson is called Wimbledon. And here are a few words that you are going to learn about today. The first is distinguish. What does it mean to distinguish something from something else? You'll learn about that later. And the next is competitive. Do you consider yourself to be a competitive person? Now, before you answer that question, we have to learn about this word. So, you can talk about it later. Well, anyway, friends, open up your magazines and let's go find Gabe. Follow me.
Wimbledon, a tennis tournament with tradition. Today, July 2nd, kicks off tennis's premier event, the Championships Wimbledon, more commonly known as just Wimbledon. Held in London at the All England Club, it is the oldest tennis tournament in the world. Over its long history, the tournament has developed traditions which help to distinguish it among sporting events. During the tournament, players must follow a dress code and compete wearing all white clothing. This allows the competitors to stand out equally among those dressed in the tennis club's official colors of dark green and purple.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 premier 这个形容词 ，P-R-E-M 这个字根有首要的、第一的、主要的意思，所以 premier 在这里是指首位的或者是最重要的。至于它的重音是在第二个音节念成 premier。例如 ，You two from Ireland is one of the world's premier rock bands。来自爱尔兰的 U2 乐团是全世界最重量级的乐团之一。或者是 Sam's thesis was published in several premier science journals. Sam 的论文在好几份重要的科学月刊中刊出。Premier 也可以当作名词，意思就是总理或首相。例如 The Premier is scheduled to visit the US in October. 总理预计会在10月份参访美国。继续我们看 dress code 这个名词， code 是指规范或规矩，所以 dress code 是指社交场合的衣着规范或者是衣着要求。 dress code 大致分为 formal F-O-R-M-A-L 正式的这个 dress code， 男士需要穿燕尾服，女士需要穿长礼服。如果是 semi-formal， 男士要穿正式的深色整套西装并且打领带，女士可以穿小礼服或正式裤装。如果是 smart casual， 也就是所谓的半正式休闲的话，男士要穿比较休闲的西装外套或者是衬衫，女士可以穿裙装或裤装。而所谓的 casual 休闲的话，可以穿 polo 衫、 T-shirt 牛仔裤。但是注意，只要是社交场合的邀请，所谓的 casual 休闲还是不适合穿短裤跟凉鞋。
Hey, so Gabe, in today's lesson we're talking about tennis. And we're talking about a tennis tournament. Do you enjoy tennis?
Yeah, sometimes I enjoy accompanying my friends as they watch tennis on TV. But I don't watch TV very often. And if I do turn on the TV, I'm usually watching movies. And I've never been to a live tennis tournament. But that's my answer. I do enjoy watching it with other people. It can be interesting.
It can be interesting, mm-hmm. indeed. Well, friends, what about you? Do you enjoy watching or playing tennis? Something for you to think about. Well, our lesson does say a tennis tournament with tradition. Today, July 2nd, kicks off tennis's premier event. What event is being kicked off today?
Well, friends, of course, it's the title of our lesson, Wimbledon. And we read the championships, Wimbledon, more commonly known as just Wimbledon. Okay, so you could say this is the championships, or you could just say, I'm watching Wimbledon.
That's right. And you mentioned a word that we really want to talk about, and that is the word commonly. Now, what does this mean? It just means often or usually.
Yeah, and this is a great word that you can use, okay, in different situations. So, for example, tennis is commonly played on tennis courts. Of course, there are different kinds of courts, right? Another example, dumplings are commonly eaten with soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The soy sauce makes the dumplings taste even better.
That's right. And of course, we're talking about Wimbledon, more commonly known just as Wimbledon. Held in London at the All England Club, it is the oldest tennis tournament in the world. Now, have you considered or thought about what this All England Club might look like?
Not really, Rebecca. Have you been there before?
No, I actually have not. I've never been to England.
Ah, right. So then, of course, you've never been to the All England Club.
No.
We've only been to the American Club here in Taipei.
That's right.
It's a little bit different.
It is different. But it did seem like a really cool place when I did see a picture of the All England Club. I thought, oh, it looks like a fun place to go.
Yeah, I imagine that it would look very awesome, actually. I imagine everyone there looks very wonderful in their clothes and acts very proper. Because I imagine British people to be very proper people.
Right? Right. Well, continuing on here, over its long history, the tournament has developed traditions which help to distinguish it among sporting events. And there's that word to distinguish that I mentioned earlier. What does it mean if you distinguish something from something else? You can recognize or understand the difference between different things.
Yeah. So, for example, maybe you've gone shopping for a brand name, a piece of clothing, right? And how do you distinguish the real clothing from something that is fake, something that uses the brand name, but it's actually fake? Like these Converse shoes, I think these are real Converse shoes. However, I had some other Converse shoes. And I think they were fake, and I couldn't distinguish, I couldn't tell that they were fake until they started to fall apart pretty quickly.
Oh, well, that's an unfortunate way to find out that your shoes aren't real Converse shoes. But a great example, Gabe. Well, back to this tournament, we read, during the tournament, players must follow a dress code and compete wearing all white clothing. This allows the competitors to stand out equally among those dressed in the tennis club's official colors of dark green and purple. Competitive. You see this word up here? This just means that you very much want to win or be more successful than other people.
Now, some people think that it's not good to be too competitive, but I think that competition is great. Are you a competitive person? I can tell you one thing is for sure. Rebecca and I are both very competitive people. We enjoy games and competition and winning.
Oh, you bet we do. Well, you know, it seems like this championship, competing in this championship, is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, maybe it is. Friends, we have something to learn about that phrase in the
Info Cloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. Have you ever had an opportunity come along that was just too good to let it pass by?
If you have, it might have been a chance of a lifetime. When we use this phrase, we are talking about something you didn't expect to happen and that might not be repeated in your lifetime.
When I was asked to audition for Heavenly Melody, a professional singing group, it was the chance of a lifetime. and I have been so fortunate to work with so many talented people.
Now, this is a little bit different from something that happens once in a lifetime. That is something that comes along so infrequently, it might not be repeated in your lifetime, but is not necessarily unexpected.
A scholarship to study at a university abroad is both a chance of a lifetime and something that happens only once in a lifetime.
That means that not only is it a very fortunate opportunity, it is something that most likely won't ever happen again.
Once in a lifetime can also be used as an exaggeration to get a point across. You might see an advertisement for a once-in-a-lifetime sale at a store.
That doesn't mean that the store will never have a great sale again, but it does mean that they might not have a big sale that often.
我经常在广告刊板上看见千万不要错过这个千载难逢的机会类似这样的广告词英文是 Don't miss this chance of a lifetime. Chance 是机会而 lifetime 是一生 Chance of a lifetime 就是毕生的机会当然这种广告词是相当夸张的另外一个说法是 Once in a lifetime 一生仅此一次 The president came to our town It only happens once in a lifetime 总统来到我们的镇上这是一生只会发生一次的机会任何你觉得非常难得的机会可能是以后不会再发生的事情就可以用 once in a lifetime 或 chance of a lifetime 来形容。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about a tennis tournament with traditions. Now, we already learned about one of the traditions, and that is that all competitors must dress in all white. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn about the most notable tradition.
Wimbledon. Wimbledon's most notable tradition, however, is that all matches are played on outdoor grass courts. In fact, Wimbledon is the only major tennis tournament still played on grass. Several of the courts at the All England Club are only used for 2 weeks a year during the championships.For Wimbledon players, it's the honor of a lifetime to play the game they love on the tennis world's center stage. In addition to the glory and recognition for the winners is the annually increasing prize money the champions take home.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 recognition 这个不可数名词 ,C-O-G-N 这个字根是指知道。所以 recognition 在这里是指赞赏、表彰或者是褒奖。例如 the company gives its employees of the month an extra bonus in recognition of their hard work. 这家公司给他们每月最佳员工额外的红利作为他们辛勤工作的奖励。recognition 也可以指认知、认可或者是承认。例如 after the destructive hurricane, the town was beyond recognition. 经过这场极具爆杀伤力的飓风之后这个城镇变得面目全非。接下来我们看的是 annually 这个副词 ,ann 这个字根是指年的意思所以 annually 是指年度底每年一次底或者是一年一度底。例如 this family travels to France for their vacation annually.这家人每一年都会去法国度假一次或者是 those birds migrate south annually 这些鸟每一年都会迁徙到南方一次如果去掉字尾的 ly annual 就是形容词例如 the company's annual board meeting is held in January 这家公司年度的董事会是在1月份举行的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, Gabe, here's a pop quiz. Do you remember what the dress code is for competitors who compete at Wimbledon?
Are they allowed to wear Converse shoes that distinguish them from everybody else?
Gabe, I'm talking about their clothing.
I know.
What?
I know what kind of clothes will distinguish them from other people who are not playing.
And what's that?
And that is white. All white.
You
Am I right?
are very correct. It might look something like this. Competitors are required to wear all white. But right now, let's learn about the most notable tradition. And that is all matches are played on outdoor grass courts. But before we talk about that, we need to discuss this word notable. If something is notable, this just means that it's important. It deserves attention because it's good and interesting.
That's right. Now, someone could stand out for many reasons, right? Let's see. Oh, our boss, Doris, has many traits. There are many interesting things about her. I would say one of her more notable traits is her generosity or her fun sense of humor. Of course, she is a boss, but she likes to have fun as well. Those are some of her more notable traits.
That's right. And back to our lesson where we're talking about Wimbledon. Wimbledon's most notable tradition, however, is that all matches are played on outdoor grass courts. In fact, Wimbledon is the only major tennis tournament still played on grass. So it's pretty notable, or it's a pretty notable tradition that competitors must play on grass courts.
That's right. We read here several of the courts at the All England Club are only used for 2 weeks a year during the championships. Now, when I think of a tennis court, I just think of kind of a small court, maybe one or two courts. It's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the All England Club is a massive place.
Right. I think it's a pretty big auditorium and it might look something like this.
I think that's it.
That is it. The All England Club. And there are several courts in there. Now, we see this phrase, several courts. This reminds me of another phrase, and that is the phrase, the ball is in your court.
Oh, that's a good phrase,
Have
Rebecca.
You ever heard that phrase?
Yes, I have, and that's perfect for our lesson. Mm-hmm. It doesn't appear in our lesson, but let's talk about that. What does it mean, the ball is in your court?
Well, you use this phrase when you want to tell someone it's up to them to make the next move or to make the next decision.
That's right, and usually I hear people use this phrase maybe in a conversation with somebody, right? So maybe you've initiated something, you started something, and you're waiting for the response from somebody. You could say the ball is in their court. Mm-hmm. You asked her on a date. Well, now the ball is in her court. How is she going to respond?
That's right. So we just thought it would be a fun phrase for you to know and to practice. We read, for Wimbledon players, it's the honor of a lifetime to play the game they love on the tennis world's center stage. Now let's talk about this phrase of a lifetime, or, you know, the honor of a lifetime. What does it mean if something takes place during a lifetime? Well, it's just something that happens during the period of time that you are alive. But you can use this phrase when you want to say that something was so amazing, it's the best thing that happened during that period.
That's right. So for Wimbledon players, this is a great honor, okay? To be playing at Wimbledon, it might be the honor of a lifetime for some of them. They play the game they love on the tennis world's center stage. In addition to the glory and recognition for the winners is the annually increasing prize money the champions take home. Okay, well, right now it's time for, well, it's not the challenge of a lifetime, but at least it's the challenge for our lesson. It's the
SC Challenge.
Friends, for today's SC challenge, let's see who we have in the studio. We've got Jack and Josh. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to be competing on SC Challenge.
Thanks for having me back again. You know, I always love being here, and I guess you could say I'm always up for the challenge.
All right. Well, today's lesson is a sports challenge because it's about Wimbledon. So here is a fill-in-the-blank question for number one. Wimbledon is the blank tennis tournament in the world. Wimbledon is the blank tennis tournament in the world. A, newest, B, oldest, C, freest, or D, safest. So according to the lesson, which one do you guys think it is? Josh?
Well, I think it takes place in England, and England is ridiculously safe, so I'm going to say it's the safest one in the world.
It might be pretty safe, but that did not appear in our lesson at all. So, Jack, do you have a guess?
I'm going to say the oldest. Is that B, oldest?
Okay, Wimbledon is the oldest tennis tournament in the world. B is correct. Nice job, Jack. I hope it's very safe as well. Tennis doesn't seem like a very dangerous sport. Well, anyway, here's number two. What color must Wimbledon competitors wear? Actually, do you guys know the answer before I give you the options? What color must Wimbledon competitors wear? A, red, B, white, C, yellow, or D, black? Red, white, yellow, or black? Jack.
I'm going to say white.
You are correct. B is correct. Again, Jack, you have 2 points. All right, number three. What are all matches played on? Okay, all tennis matches played on. A, hard floors. B, a tennis court. C, concrete. Or D, grass. Yes,
I know this one.
Josh.
They always have a hard time getting the stains out of their white uniform, so it must be grass.
It must be grass, and you are correct. That was a good guess. Okay, well, friends, today Jack got 2 points. You are the winner. But you guys both did a great job. And, friends, I know you get all those answers as well. We'll see you all next time right here for the SC Challenge. Okay, well, that's a little bit about Wimbledon, but I think we have a little more to learn about how Wimbledon actually works. Who can play? How many times can they play?
Yes. So, friends, you better come back next time as we continue learning about this tennis tournament right here on
Studio Classroom.
Remember to reread today's lesson and practice those words we talked about. We'll see you next time.
At all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.